Hello, and welcome to the Roving Social Worker Podcast. I am Jay, your roving social worker. Before I lead into the intro for the social work identities pieces, I wanted to reiterate the importance of self-reflection and growth. This is a lifelong process. It doesn't end with the last chapter of a book, with a certification, or even a degree. It is ongoing, sometimes uncomfortable, and we do mess up along the way. I will not speak for my guests, but I will say that I am constantly learning and often unlearning harmful ideas, behaviors, and processes. I hope that listeners can hear that growth as both the podcast and myself age. So before we really begin, I want to add a content warning. Some of the discussions may cause the listener discomfort. It may also cause reflection. Additionally, it does contain sensitive topics and often strong language because, come on, it's the Roving Social Worker Podcast. In the last few episodes, we have been exploring social work identities. Initially, the project's goal was to discuss individual social worker identities. This meant hearing from grad school applicants, current students, social workers in the community, our radical and rabble-rousing social workers, and our social work educators and leaders. After weeks of overwhelming support, I started interviewing these unique individuals, asking them two questions. Who are you and why social work? It is up to the individual social worker to decide on what they would like to share and where they would like to take the conversation. There is no expectation for anyone to place themselves in a compromising position with their family, their community, school, or employer. Remember, this is a public podcast, and when things go to the internet, that is where they outlive us. But that's enough rambling for me. I will let my next guest introduce themselves.
Kasaya, right? By the name of Ariel, just for short. I adopted the right last name after I married this wonderful, kind, loving man who is ordained temporary monk in Myanmar, and he's a music producer here in California. I have a beautiful daughter. She is a recording artist named Arena. I am an immigrant myself. I was born in a war and poverty torn country filled with beautiful volcanoes and most generous people. Even with the country being all torn apart, but it's in Managua, Nicaragua. I am a U.S. citizen raised in California, and attended CSUN for undergrad in 2 BAs, sociology and Chicano studies. I decided that I wanted to pursue a career in social work and attended USC. I'm a graduate from USC. My concentration is mental health, and it's something that I'm passionate about, and I love to help others and to learn, and that's my contribution, I think, in life, to work in the field of social work. I live in a house filled with music and music business, and having that social work background kind of balanced everything out in my family. I truly enjoy following my dreams and my passion in both social work and within the music field. So that's part of who I am. Okay. I decided to pursue social work for the following reasons. I was tired of seeing so many individuals that had struggles, language barriers, and I knew I could make a difference. Growing up in a family as an immigrant, you learn to advocate for yourself, to be resourceful. At the age of 13, I was helping in the city of Moorpark, California, to establish a church. And I saw the need of all the individuals in that area, with the field workers, a lot of the community needs that needed, like health, food. So I started volunteering in food banks. Later on, I decided to get a job in San Fernando Valley as a case manager. I worked in a community-based clinic, and one of the psychiatrists at the clinic, he put it in my mind. He said, you know, you would be good in mental health. And my supervisor at that time, Dr. Corena, he was just so supportive, and he would always, I would shadow him. I would ask questions all the time. And then one day he said, I want you to be my assistant. I became his assistant, and I learned so much, from dual diagnosis to community-based programs, and to becoming resourceful as a case manager, just to help link those services among the individuals and the community. After that, I decided that I needed to do more. That's where I attended USC. And right after my internship, I obtained a job at another mental health clinic in North Hills. It was an amazing experience. The training was just great. So helpful. I worked in we were one of the only clinics in the Valley, San Fernando Valley, that worked with sexual abuse victims, ages from preschool to 18. So there was, there were a lot of advocacy, one-on-one individual therapy, as well as family therapy, as well as classes for domestic violence, which I conducted a couple nights a week. We had rays of programs, including school-based programs. I never participated on the school-based program because I had prior years of working in school-based that I wanted to focus more on the therapeutic aspect of the family, using family system, the individual using psychodynamic approach. We did parenting classes, group therapy, and sexual reactive groups. We work with CBT, cognitive behavior therapy. And as sometimes you use solution focus, but most of our training was from a psychodynamic approach. After about 12 years, I decided to make a change. There's something called burnout. That's why I encourage people to use a lot of self-care. We give so much, and sometimes we forget about ourselves. And basically, that's what happened. I was just doing parenting, domestic violence, and between community engagements and individual therapy on caseload, that I became exhausted and needed to take a break, because now I wasn't functioning. I wasn't I was being a disservice to myself and others. So I took a little break and I decided to focus more on a couple of family business. In taking that break, which it wasn't really a break, I ended up investing in property and in South Central LA, and that became more of a social work job than a business in itself. Well, it became both, but it was more focused on the macro social work. So I made a switch from micro to more macro, and we developed linkage between housing authority for subsidized housing to community development to building a foundation and being an advisor for different nonprofit. Something that I truly enjoyed, and I used all my skills in the macro practice to work in a macro system from community advocacy to the plan on developing a project in housing, but also bringing outside resources to help the community. That was an experience, and later on, I was asked to be part of the Verdine White Foundation, and which I'm an advisor on their board, and it's just been such a rewarding experience. During 2013, 14, we keep hearing about a lot of budget cut. And I was approached by actually my mother-in-law, which is wife of Verdine White, and we were talking about the community and the resources and the need and the changes that and the work that was being done in South Central LA. And they asked me if I can come in and help them with their foundation. And they were offering to buy instruments for a lot of the schools around. But they needed to navigate the system to get to the school that were in needs. So I added more to my plate. I was taking a break from feeling burnt out to just adding more work. So that social work has never left my head. So I said, fine, great. It should be simple. Well, as time passed, I started doing my research, and I found out about Diego Rivera High School, who was in need of instrument and of their choir teacher at that time. He was traveling almost an hour and a half to get to the school to teach using his car and using some of his money, just to help the children buy instrument, buy get passes, bus passes, using his own car to move the instruments around. That it was a lot. It was a lot. It was like a lot of work for him. But it was such a heartfelt story that I brought it up to the Verdine White Foundation, and they agree to allocate initially was $5,000 to this school, and then doing my own research, I found out about Washington Irving, another middle school that was in need, and they agree to allocate $5,000 for instrument for that school. And then later on, those $5,000 turn into $10,000 for one school, $10,000 for another school. And just to see the teachers, the administrators have just filled with joy, but the reward came from the children, to see the children that they were going to have instruments that they were able to perform, that they were able to do so much. It was just so, so fulfilling. So my break from macro turned into a huge macro project. And that's where I am now. I am still working as an advisor for the foundation, for Dean White Foundation, which helps a lot of local school, a lot of local communities with their music programs, after school resources, and hopefully with time, I'm hoping they can expand more and add more of the mental health component in there. I'm trying to push them to do that. But as of right now, that's what they do. And then I am an advisor in two other nonprofit, and have my own consulting business as well. That's part of my social work background.
To be fair, at least you're doing one thing at a time. In my past, it was usually I'm doing micro and macro at the same time at two or three different agencies. So give yourself some credit.
Thank you so much. It is, I think that's part of the beauty of our field, that we are so resourceful. See, like you said, you did both. That's what I see a lot of social workers in clinic doing therapy, doing grant writing. There's so much. But we're translators because I'm bilingual. So me toca hablar español. Me toca aprender tanto, you know, educate a lot of people in the community about the stigma of mental health. Like, we're so resourceful, you know. That's the beauty of it. But at the same time, it's a tough job.
Absolutely. So of all the social work you've done, what is your absolute favorite thing to do? Because, you know, I've done tons of different things. And I have my preference, and I always kind of find my way back to the same thing over and over again, despite how far away I get from it.
Mental health. I can be doing business. I can even be in a studio with my child. My daughter's recording as well. I can be in a studio with my child, and then I will have a plan on how to go about advocating for the next woman march, or for the next something that have to do with depression, or how to, you know, how to like educate Latinos about anxiety disorder. It just goes back to that mental health. And I would say domestic violence too. I have a big heart for like victims of domestic violence, and it just go back to macro. I can be anywhere, and I just, my heart and my thoughts and everything will go back on mental health treatments and the need.
See, I love providing direct service. I love doing therapy, conducting groups. My favorite's like PHP. That's my favorite kind of facility program to be in. But for whatever reason, no matter what I do, I always somehow get crisis back involved in doing crisis. And if it doesn't exist where I am, I create it. So there's the macro group. And then that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm creating a crisis response team network thing, going whatever we can get away with up here. So that's the macro side, and then eventually I'll be one of the people doing it. So it's a little
That's
bit of job
amazing.
creation. We're doing a little bit of job creation for ourselves sometimes.
That's what I think. I keep telling students, sometimes I'm asked to speak to interns at a local clinics, and when I go in, I always tell them, don't be scared, because I used to be one of those scared Latina young girls that, I don't know, and then they're not going to understand. No, don't be scared. You just, there's so much work, and you can open so many doors, and you can create your own, and just go for it. Go for it. Because I think that's the beauty of social work, that you can go macro, just build your own business. You just that door is open to what you want to create with it, you know?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I went the social work route and not a master's in psychology or counseling, just to do therapy. There was so much more to what I wanted to do with advocacy, and I wanted some longevity in my career. So I want to be able to do more than, individual therapy or group therapy, or become an administrator, in one specific setting. With social work, I always felt like I can do all these different things, and I am. I'm a travel social worker. So that's a 180 from what I ever thought I would be doing, 10 years ago when I was in a program. One question.
Yes.
So I get the impression that I have a lot of student social work students that I can't speak, tune into this quite frequently. And I get that from DMs, either through Twitter or Facebook or even on Instagram, I get messages. Would it be okay if they reach out to you for any type of mentorship, or just to ask you questions about what you've done and kind of what you want to do?
Yes, that'd be fine. I'd love to do that. If any, I can be help to anyone. There goes a social worker. See, if I can be help in anything, I will be more than happy. See, that's the beauty of social work too, that we all are willing to help each other, and that's how I have my network, just through network. That's how we move around, through network and build. Mm-hmm. So. Yes, any time I have my email, I have a Twitter page, Ariel Wright, and then I have my email at it's Ariel, Eriel, and then I'm sorry, I'm giving you my personal. Let me not give you my personal one. I'll give you my business one. It's E.WrightVenture. At gmail.com. E write and then venture at gmail.com. I am always willing to help anyone that needs help.
That is excellent. Is there anything else you would like to leave with the listeners before we end this?
Thank you for doing this. I truly admire all the work you do. You are so amazing, just the different hats that you carry. Let's talk about social work and all the doors you are opening and inviting us in. And I truly appreciate you inviting me in. This is my first podcast, and I've never done this before, so I'm a little bit nervous. But I appreciate you inviting me and including me in. I truly appreciate it. And I was going to speak in Spanish, but next time we'll do another thing in Spanish.
Oh, absolutely. That would be amazing. I will understand maybe a third of what you say.
We'll practice by then. But thank you so much for doing this, because you're opening a lot of doors and resources and opportunity to all the students and interns and people that are trying to make their decision. And it is a beautiful field to be in. But we also need to help each other and help others that are coming up, the next generation.
Absolutely. And I think one of the driving forces of kind of my podcast is to show different types of social work, because there's a theme on Twitter. Social workers are either DCS workers or they're therapists. I keep seeing that theme all the time. And I want to show that there's more than just one type of social work, and there's more than one type of social worker. And I'm glad students tune in, new social workers to the field do tune in and listen to this and hear all these other stories. And so this particular series was to give people a variety of voices, you've never done a podcast before.
Yes.
Because no one asked you, or it's just not something you have time to do yourself. So it's nice to be able to bring in all these people. And I have other people lined up that have been a little more visible in social media and have done podcasts and done these kind of things. So it comes a little more natural to them. But it'll be interesting to see, what every guest has to add to this. And ultimately, all this content, all this free content we're generating only builds up our profession. And it only adds to it and kind of changes some of those narratives and dialogue, because this is open to everyone. Like non-social workers can listen to this and realize, oh, well, they don't all just steal children or do therapy.
Exactly.
Correct. We do a lot of other cool things. So I appreciate all the compliments. Thank you. And I'm really glad we were able to connect online and this. And absolutely, I would love to do another podcast with you in the future.
No.
And you can do just great Spanish.
We'll do a bilingual one or something.
I'll be the English part.
Thank you so much. And I'm happy that I was able to be part of it. And yes, not all social workers are still babies. Not all social workers are out there to, just do work with the government that said, there's so many of us. We do so much. We can do from business to administration to technology to medical. I mean, it's just so much we can do with our degree, and it's beautiful. And I truly enjoy each and one of my colleagues and people that I've learned so much from, mentors. It's, if I could help anyone, let me know, reach out.
All right, well, that's it. If you need more Roving Social Worker, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TravelMSW. Until next time, friends and travelers, this ends today's segment of the Roving Social Worker podcast. Travel well and keep on traveling.